Good morning. A replica assault rifle, small arms, several gun barrels, two tasers and a machete were amongst the arsenal seized from a Spanish factory discovered to be producing 3D printed weapons, police said yesterday. Officers raided the illegal workshops in Santa Cruz de Tenerife on the Canary Islands and arrested the owner, who has been charged with illegal possession of weapons and explosives. The first such factory to be discovered in Spain also contained working 3D printing equipment that could manufacture gun barrels in only 2 minutes. There were also manuals on terrorism, urban guerrilla warfare and how to make explosives at home using a 3D printer, as well as white supremacist literature with a pistol holster with the symbol of the German army during the Second World War. A specialist team of dogs from the police's TEDx bomb squad sniffed out chemical substances that could have been used to make explosives. Police also found 9 ammunition magazines, 2 silencers, 2 pieces for rifle barrels and a plastic mould to make triggers, sights and other small weapons parts. The operation took place last September but has remained secret by the order of a judge. Police were cleared to release the details yesterday. With virus cases rising and its vaccination drive delayed, Madrid headed into an election campaign yesterday, ahead of a vote likely to cement the right wing's hold on the region. If the latest polls are correct, the May 4th vote looks set to hand victory to Isabel Díaz Ayuso, whose popular party could end up governing with the support of the far-right Vox. Sunday marked the start of a 2-week election campaign, which ends on May the 2nd, 2 days before the snap election, which was called on March the 10th by Ayuso after she abruptly broke off her coalition agreement with the centre-right Ciudadanos party. At stake is the jewel in the crown, leadership of Spain's richest region with a population of 6.6 million, but which has suffered the most deaths and infections since the coronavirus epidemic began in March last year. 6 parties are contesting the vote: the PP, the Socialists and the far-left Podemos, along with Ciudadanos Vox and the hard-left Más Madrid, with surveys consistently putting Ayuso and the PP in front. Spain has made it mandatory for passengers arriving from 12 countries to remain in quarantine for 10 days due to fears linked to new variants of coronavirus. The measure, announced on Saturday, affects travellers from Botswana, Brazil, Colombia, Comoro Islands, Ghana, Kenya, Mozambique, Peru, South Africa, Tanzania, Zambia and Zimbabwe. Spain said the move stemmed from concern about the effects of the Brazilian and South African variants and their spreading to neighbouring countries, particularly because of their highly contagious nature, the risk of infection and a possible decrease in vaccine effectiveness. Travellers coming from the countries concerned, with or without stopovers, must observe a 10-day quarantine on their arrival or during their stay in Spain if it's of less duration, according to the official Gazette. The quarantine period could be reduced, though, to 7 days if the incoming traveller is able to produce a negative PCR test. The measure will remain in force until the 3rd of May. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.